those that did our music this morning.
我愿意对今天您带我们敬拜的说几句话。
And I just praise the Lord for their leadership and worship this morning.
我为着他们能够带领我们敬拜，我感谢神。
And before we study the word together, we're going to ask Michael to read God's word for us.
我们在开始讲信息以前，请 Michael 把神的话读给我们听。
Revelation chapter 2, verses 8 through 11.
启示录第二章八到十一节。
To the angel of the church in Smyrna, write.
你要写信给士美拿教会的使者说。
These are the words of him who is the first and the last, who died and came to life again.
那首先的、末后的、死过又活的说。
I know your afflictions and your poverty, yet you are rich. I know the slander of those who say they are Jews and are not.But are a synagogue of Satan.
我知道你的患难，你的贫穷，你却是富足的。也知道那自称是犹太人所说的毁谤话，其实他们不是犹太人，乃是撒旦一会的人。
Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you, and you will suffer persecution for 10 days. Be faithful, even to the point of death.And I will give you the crown of life.
你将要受的苦，你不用怕。魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下在监里，叫你们被试炼，你们必受患难十日。你务要至死忠心，我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes will not be hurt at all by the second death.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的必不受第二次死的害。
Fathers, we study your word. We pray that you would use the words and the meditations of my heart and apply them to our lives for the necessary changes that we need to make. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
父神啊，我们真正来读你的话的时候，我们求你。你的话能够来改变我们生命中需要被对付的。我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Take your Bibles and continue as we study this book of Revelation, this letter to the church at Smyrna.
请你们打开你们的圣经，我们继续来看神借着对士美拿教会所说的话。
This is our third message in a series of 8 messages about what Jesus says to the churches.
今天是我们一连续要讲八次对于神对教会说的话的第三讲。
We noted in Revelation chapter 1 that Jesus is powerful and he's present and he walks in the midst of the candlesticks. He's present in this church this morning.
从启示录第一章我们看到耶稣基督他自己行走在教会中间，金灯台中间，他今天也要对着我们教会说话。
And he chooses 7 churches in Asia Minor or Turkey today to write letters. These churches are representative of churches around the world at any time.
他借着7个小亚细亚的7个教会来说话，那么这7个教会是在历史上也是在代表着各地的教会。
And he is, these letters are like the teacher who brings us in for an evaluation at the end of a semester, and we sit there and the teacher says, you've done this well, but you need to improve in this area.
这七封信就好像一个学生他在学期结束的时候，老师给他做一些评论，告诉他们说你有什么地方需要改进，什么地方你做得很好。
Every letter has a pattern, a revelation of Jesus Christ, a word of condemnation, a word of commendation, and then a promise of what will happen.
每一封书信都有一个形式，好像共同的，要不然就是神对他们有责备的话，要不然就是有欣赏、赞赏他们的话，而且告诉他们什么地方是需要改进的。
And the neat thing about these seven letters is that Christ knows us.
这最重要的这几封信里面, 我们可以看到, 耶稣基督他真正的认识我们。
He knows the church at Sardis.
他知道这个教会是怎么开始。
He knows the church at Smyrna.
他知道这个士美拿的教会。
He knows the church at Ephesus.
他知道在以弗所的教会。
He knows the church at EBCC.
他知道我们天成教会。
And one of the reasons why we can say this with some real certainty is that Jesus mentions two or three things in this letter that can only apply to the church at Smyrna.
为什么这么说呢? 因为今天对士美拿所教会所说的话里面只有两三点是只能够应用在士美拿教会身上的。
Two little phrases or three little phrases that they would know that Jesus is talking to them.
所以他们从这两三句话里面他们很清楚的知道说基督是对着他们特别来说的。
It'd be like Jesus writing a letter to EBCC and he says, I know that you're a Chinese church.
就好像如果今天你看到耶稣对天人教会说我知道你是一个中国人的教会你就知道他是特别对你说的。
And I know that you have an English ministry.
而且我也知道在你们中间有英文组的聚会。
And I know that you serve a good dinner after every service.
而且他会说我知道你们在每一次敬拜完都有很好的午餐。
And I know that many of you are immigrants.
我知道你们中间有很多都是移民来的。
And if we were to read that letter, we'd say, wow, he knows who we are.
当我们如果读到这样信的时候,我们就很惊讶地说,哦,他真的知道我们。
And when Jesus writes this letter and reveals himself, especially in verse 8, he sort of reveals himself in language that the church of Smyrna would say, oh, wow, that's us.
他在这写给士美拿教会的里面,他特别用的语言是让士美拿的人知道说,哦,他就是对着我们说的。
And the first little phrase is, I was first and last, but here's the phrase, I was dead, but now live.
首先这里他说,那首先的末后的,他又说死过又活的。
Now, if we haven't studied the word and we'd look at that phrase, we say, Jesus was dead and now is alive. We say, we understand that because that's the resurrection. He died and was resurrected from the dead. We understand that.
对我们这些人来讲,我们说,这个讲的就是指的耶稣的死又复活啊,我们都知道这件事。
But for the church at Smyrna, they would really pick it up because it has something to do with the history of their town.
但是对士美拿的人来讲,他们很清楚这是指着对他们城里面所发生的一些历史来说的。
So this letter is written about, we'll just say, 70 or 80 years after Christ, but 1,000 years before this letter was written, Smyrna was destroyed.
虽然这封书信是写在主后, 大概70年,80年,在耶稣的时代以后, 那么可是我们知道,历史上这个士美拿这个城市曾经在1000年以前是被毁坏过的。
It was dead.
是死掉的城市。
The central city was just a few little villages on hillside with no connection. It was dead.
所以这个士美拿这个城市里面,好久的时间,他们是一个死的,只有几个乡村散布在其间。
Then Alexander the Great, the great Greek general came through, he saw the town, he saw the harbor, he saw the hillside, and he ordered that this town be rebuilt and have it be rebuilt in a very fashionable manner.
所以一直到了希腊的亚历山大大帝,他来到这个地方,看到了那里的港口,看到了那里的地形山势,所以他就下了命令要把这个城市重新重建起来。
So if you lived in Smyrna at the time of the writing of this letter, there might be a coin. There certainly would be things on the road that said, dead but alive. They were a dead city, but they were a alive city.
如果我们是生活在当时的士美拿的城市里的人,我们可能会看到有一些铜板,铜币,它上面有刻着说,那死过的又活的,是指的这个城市说的。
And Jesus says, but I'm the one that was dead and alive and I live forever.
但是耶稣在这里也是在说到,他说我是死过的,可是我又活了,而且我要活到永远。
Now he writes to the Christians or the church. in Smyrna, and he says these things to them.
而他就是这样特别的写给斯美拿教会的弟兄姊妹，告诉他们这样的话。
He said, I know your tribulations, and the word here in the Greek is, I know the pressure you're under.
这里说到我所知道你所受的患难，就是你的逼迫。
I know your poverty, and the word again is your abject poverty.
这里也讲到了说你的贫穷的。
And I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews, but they're not. They're from the synagogue of Satan. I know all these things.
我也知道那些从犹太人会堂里面的人来所说的一些毁谤的话，我都清楚这些事。
Let's unpack some of these words for us, okay?
And 让我们解开这些一点的话。
See if we can identify what's going on in this church in Asia Minor.
让我们来明白这个亚细亚教会是怎么个光景。
I want you to imagine for a moment that your job was dependent upon, and your income was dependent upon government religious approval.
如果我们现在假想一下，如果你的这个收入是必须靠着政府他来同意，是按照一种宗教的一种制度。
Your grades at Stevens, your ability to trade, your ability to do business around the world, your ability to bring food into this country was dependent upon religious government approval.
所以就比如说我们今天在 Stevens 读书，或者你可以做一些生意，就是说交易，可是这些的条件必须要依靠政府的宗教组织的来给你来决定你可以不可以做。
And here's how the approval was received. You needed this approval if you were going to graduate, if you were going to get into college, if you were going to trade, if you were going to transfer money. You needed this approval.
所以不管你是要毕业，或者你要在做一些金钱上的交易，你都必须得到这个政府的宗教方面的许可。
You needed to belong to a guild.
Guild.
A guild.
Belong to a guild?
A guild, yeah.
Guilty?
A guild, like a club.
你必须要属于某一种团体。
And this guild was kind of a cross between the Chamber of Commerce and a labor union.
所以这一个团体它必须是在这种商务局跟一些劳工局中间要有关系的。
And if you were a Christian, immediately you would have problems with going to this guild because of what happened in the guild.
因为你如果是个基督徒，你可能很挣扎，因为你要加入到这种工会这个组织里面的时候，你里面不对。
Let's just pretend that there was a guild in Teaneck, and we had to go to this guild in order to get into the guild, in order to keep our jobs, in order to graduate. We would have to come in the door and take a little pinch of incense and say, "Caesar is Lord."
比如说我们今天在 TNAC, 你为了要得到这一份工作的时候，你必须经过一个组织，你进门的时候你必须拿一些香粉香来，而且一边点那个香的时候，你要口里要说凯撒是主。
Now we've heard about this before, but then as you entered into the guild hall, or this union hall, there were some things that happened. First of all, it was rather a kind of a drunkentime on an evening where there would be a lot of drinking and you'd be eating food that had been sacrificed to idols.
比如说你到这个工会进去的时候，你那个时候已经是傍晚了，可能里面有很多要喝的东西，喝酒的东西，也有很多的食物是曾经拜过偶像的。
So you'd take a little pinch, you'd eat a little food that was involved with idol worship, and then they would have a time of sexual time of back and forth with women that night.
所以你如果进到那个地方的时候，你首先要拿一些香，要进去吃偶像的祭物，而且你也可能在那里有一些很不好的性的一个活动。
But you were called to be, that's the pressure, that was the pressure for you. And you knew that if you didn't do this, you couldn't practice dentistry. If you knew this, you couldn't practice your trade. If you knew this, you would lose your job.
那实在是对当时的人很大的压力，因为你知道，如果你不照着这样去行，你就拿不到你的牙医的执照，拿不到你就不能做你的工作。
And the Christians couldn't do this because Jesus was Lord. They couldn't do this because they would not compromise their life. They would be separate from idol worship. They couldn't do this because their life was pure and they would not have sex outside of marriage. And they refused to do it.
当然对许多基督徒来讲他们实在是做不下来他们不能这样做因为耶稣基督是他们的主他们不能够吃偶像东西他们不能够在婚姻的生活以外与别人有性的关系
And so what happens?
那怎么办呢
Well, they decided to be pure to Jesus and they became poor. Not just poor, but the Greek text says abjectly poor.
那在当时的时候他们为了要对于保持对基督的纯洁，他们就会，在相对的，他们就会是真的是贫穷的。
Poorer than any of us can imagine.
所以他们那个贫穷到一个地步，是你可以想难以想象。
You couldn't go to school. You couldn't practice dentistry. You couldn't trade. You couldn't fly around the world and conduct business. You couldn't bring food into this country. You couldn't do what you do because you hadn't been to the guild, and they said you are not allowed to practice business.
所以你不能够上学，你不能做生意，你什么都不能做。那因为你不同意不参与他们这样的一个偶像的敬拜。
They were poor for Christ, but they were rich in Christ.
虽然在物质上来讲，他们是非常的贫穷，可是他们在主里面，他们却是富足的。
Last week I was in San Jose, California for the ordination of a friend of mine, and while I was there, I met a man who I had known from a drug and alcohol recovery program about 15 years ago.
上个星期我到了加州去参加一个年轻人他的按牧成为牧师的一个典礼那么我遇到了一位15年前曾经是一个吸毒的一个人
And we had some time together and I asked him again about his life before he met Jesus Christ
当然我们在一起的时候我就问了这位弟兄问他说你在遇见耶稣基督以前你的生活的情况
Well let me tell you the question I asked him that prompted My further questioning, I said, are you a missionary out here? And he said, yes. I said, how much do you have to raise for support? He said, well, I'm supposed to raise $60,000. I said, how much have you raised? He said, about $25,000. Now, you can imagine living in San Jose, California on $25,000.
我就开始问他我说你现在是在这里做一种传福音的宣教的工作吗他说是的我问他说你的生活一年差不多你要自己筹多少钱呢他说我至少要筹$60,000可是你现在筹多少呢他说我只筹了$25,000那我实在很难想象生活在 San Jose 这个加州这个地方他怎么生活
So I said Charles are you afraid
我问他说查理你真的你害怕吗
And he said this I'll never forget He said David He said I've been homeless before I'm not afraid of anything
他告诉我说大卫牧师你放心，我曾经是根本无家可归的游民，所以我根本不怕这些。
I said, "What's that like?"
我说那是像什么样子呢
？When he was 16 years of age, somebody brought a half of bottle of vodka to graduation practice.
他说，当他在16岁的时候，他的朋友带了一些酒到他的 ，is it wine?
Yeah, heavy.
他倒酒，依着那个。伏特酒吧，伏加酒，他们叫在他们的毕业典礼。
He said a month later, I was an alcoholic.
一个月以后，我就变成喝酒不能戒了。
He said for 30 years, I was addicted to opiates.
所以后来有30年的时间，我是沉醉在这个吗啡药里头。
Heroin, cocaine, you can imagine all the drugs that he had taken.
所以这些海洛因，这些吸毒的东西。
I was homeless.
我无家可归。
He said I would sleep in the back of my truck in Philadelphia weather, 25 degrees. I'd sleep in my truck.
而我在差不多有25度的这个温度里面，我睡在我的这个车子里头。
We would find abandoned apartments or abandoned storage units, and we would sleep in them.
我也去找一些已经废掉的一些房子、公寓，那么我去住在里头。
He would do odd jobs just to get more drugs.
说他做这些事情，要做一些工作，就是要去拿更多的药，要毒品。
While he was staying in an apartment, other homeless men and drug addicts would come, and he would help them. to make it through the night, and he would give them this advice.
所以他现在有时候是帮助那些啊、那些喝吸毒的人、喝酒的人来给他们一些忠告。
He would say to them, "Before you go to sleep, put some toilet paper in your ears."
他告诉他们说，在你睡觉以前，你摆一些卫生纸，那把它弄在你的耳朵里。
And I said, "What are you talking about?"
我说你到底在干嘛？
He said, "It'll keep the roaches out."
因为摆一些纸进去是你可以防止那些有些的蟑螂那些东西跑进去，避免有些虫子。
They're sleeping in an abandoned apartment that's never been cleaned, garbage all around, and there's lots of roaches around, mice chewing at the bottom of their feet. But put this in here so the roaches don't get in, because once they get in, they can't turn around and get out.
所以他说，因为他们住的都是废掉的这些房子区域里面有老鼠会咬他们的脚，或者有蟑螂或者虫子会进到他们的耳朵里头，那进去就出不来了，所以必须用纸塞住耳朵。
That's abject poverty.
你知道吗？这就是真的是贫穷。
Now he was poor because of drugs. These people in Smyrna were poor because of their decisions to lead a separate and pure life away from the world.
你知道，当这种是物质上贫穷，可是这些士美拿的这些信徒们，他们是真的为着他们信仰的缘故成为贫穷。
And then he talks to them about not only the pressure, not only the poverty, but you have the Jews that are slandering the Christians.
他们不但是有这种压力，说而且还有这些犹太人他们要来毁谤他们。
And the Jews would say of the Christians, and we come and we celebrate the Lord's Supper. And I think Jonas will read that this is the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Jews would say, these Christians are cannibals. They're eating the flesh of Jesus.
所以比如说今天好像是这个Jonas 在这里纪念主的时候，他说这是主的身体，主的宝血。可是犹太人就会来说，你看这些人是吃人的东西，吃人主的，他们在这里吃人，吃人肉，喝人血。
And the Jews would say, oh, they call each other brother and sister. And they said, brother YP and brother Andrew and sister Gloria and so forth.They are violating the family. They are doing all kinds of things inside this church, and they're violating the family. And the Jews would blaspheme the Christians.
所以，比如说，他们说，他们在互相称呼弟兄姊妹的时候，犹太人会毁谤他们，说他们就是破坏他们的家庭的观念。所以，他们讲了很多亵渎的话。
And their talk and their slander and their blasphemy came right from the pit.
所以我们看到这种毁谤，这种逼迫，实在是非常的严重。
And let's face it, today in the world, we are made fun of.
所以我们想象看，今天我们如果活在这世界上，人家是这样的来取笑我们。
We are slandered for our positions on why we give money. We are slandered on our positions of marriage and sex that occurs only within marriage. We are made fun of.For our purity within the marriage, we are made fun of. For our work ethic, we are made fun of by the world.
所以我们今天想象啊，我们今天在我们的婚姻生活里面，在我们的工作场所，或者我们有很多的我们所有的价值观在，都被人家拿来毁谤，拿来取笑。
And this kind of slander.This way being that we're made fun of is coming right from the enemy. He desires to neutralize the Christian.
这里我们可以看到这些的逼迫，这些的取笑都是从敌人来的。他们为了要使我们这个信仰，就慢慢的来把它变成一个淡化。
In Nigeria, churches are burned. Not in America, but Nigeria, churches are burned.
在奈及利亚，他们那里的教堂有时候就是被烧掉。
But in America, Christians are made fun of. We're marginalized.
有时候我们真的在美国的基督徒也是被人耻笑，我们被边缘化。
Satan has always learned that the harder the pressure on the church, the more the church grows. And you can look at the numbers of Christians in China and how the church has grown in China during a time of immense pressure, but it's grown and thrived well, maybe the church in America has maybe lost its influence because of our wealth.
你知道在其实在教会历史上所有的逼迫都会反而使得教会增长。我们来看中国的教会历史，你就可以看得出来，今天在美国可能是因为我们太富有了，反而使得我们基督的信仰就对社会的影响力就少了。
And then Jesus says this in verse 10, don't be afraid about what you are about to suffer. Don't be afraid about what you are about to suffer. In other words, you have pressure, you have poverty, you have blasphemy, but guess what? It's gonna get worse.
所以在这里第十节里面，耶稣告诉他们说，你们不要受的苦，你不要怕，虽然你有压力，你有贫穷，你被人家这样的毁谤讥笑，但是还有都还没有结束，可能还有一些苦要来。
You'll be tested, and you have tribulation for 10 days. This phrase means for a short period of time. It's going to get worse, but it's a short time.
叫你们被试炼，你们必受患难十日。这个语法讲的意思就是说，你们会虽然逼迫越来越严重，可是只会有一段很短的时间。
And he says to the church, be faithful.
他告诉教会说，你们要忠心。
I'll give you a crown of life.
我会给你生命的冠冕。
Now, there's the second phrase that people in Smyrna would know that Jesus knew their town.
现在谈到了第二个用句，用语是士美拿的人，他们清楚耶稣是特别指着他们说的。
Because in this very beautiful city that's about 30 miles north of Ephesus, there was a hill that overlooked the harbor, that overlooked the city, that overlooked the shopping center, and it was called the Crown.
因为在这个城市的北边的时候，有一个小山丘，那个山上可以看海港口，可以看着他们的市中心，那很漂亮的一个山，他们就称它是冠冕皇冠。
So if you stood on this crown, you could see this beautiful harbor, you could see the agora where they shopped, you could see the libraries. If you stood on this crown, you could see the large theater, you could see the guilds, and everyone knew it was the crown of Smyrna.
所以如果你站在这个山顶上的时候，你就可以看到所有的港口，还有一些工会等等一些买卖的中心，所以很多人在当地人都知道那个就叫做皇冠，一个冠冕。
And Jesus takes this term crown, which is a mountain, and says, when you endure the testing, when you endure the tribulation, I have a crown for you, a crown of life.
所以耶稣就用了这一个词告诉他们说，你们如果能够忍受患难，至死忠心的话，我就给你一个生命的冠冕。
There's a couple of things I want to just share with you before we look at somebody who's very famous for all of us who are Christians.
所以我要提几件事情是我们基督徒应该蛮熟悉的。
Jesus knows the particulars of our life. He knows the details of our life.
首先我们要知道说，耶稣他知道我们每一个人生命中的细节。
He knows the pressures.
他知道我们所遭受的压力。
If Jesus were writing a letter to the church in New York, he might mention things like 9/11. He might mention things like Fifth Avenue. He knows about where we are and who we are and what we're going through.
所以我们可以想象，如果耶稣今天写信给一个纽约市的教会的话，他可能会提起那个911的事变，可以提到了这些。让我们当地的人知道他是对着我们讲的。
Now, I am not as computer expert as some of these kids are, but I do know something about cookies on a computer.
虽然我不是电脑的专业，像这些年轻人一样，但是我知道电脑里面有一个词叫做 cookie, 饼干这个东西。
As I understand it, and I'm sure they can correct me, but a cookie is a...something that's put on your computer that will tell somebody where you've been with your computer, every place that you have gone and searched.
所以如果有人摆了这个 cookie 在你的系统里头的时候，可能就也就让人知道你的电脑在哪里，或者做一些什么。
Jesus Christ has a cookie on me. He knows what I'm thinking. He knows where I've been. He knows my conversation. He knows the pressure that I'm in.
所以就好像耶稣他就是我们在我们体内的那个东西，他能够知道我们到底想什么，我们在做什么。
I'm not alone.
所以我并不是单独一个孤单的。
Because when Jesus says, I know, it's more than just the knowledge of the inanimate cookie on the computer that has the knowledge or the facts. Jesus says, I know because I've been there. I've suffered. I've had rejection. I've had pressure. I've had the synagogue of Satan falsely accuse me. I know what you're going through.
当耶稣说我知道你的时候，他并不是只是理智上知道，而是他说我曾经经历过你所受的逼迫，你所受的这些，我能体会你，我是真的知道。
Whether you're struggling with immigration issues, I know. Whether you're struggling with marriage issues, I know. Whether you're struggling with medical issues, I know. Whether you're struggling with financial issues, Jesus says, I know, I understand this. Whether you're struggling with loneliness, I know, I understand this.
所以不论我们是在怎么样的情况，我们现在有碰到的移民的问题，我们的家庭的问题，我们的健康的问题等等，耶稣说我知道，我理解，因为我经历过这些。
I suppose one of the loneliest words is lonely.
可能一个最孤单、最难堪、最难以忍受的字就是一个寂寞、孤单。
Nobody to share joy, nobody to share sorrow, nobody to share pain. But Jesus says, "I know, I know, I know."
所以在那个时候就没有人能够来一起分享这些东西，但是耶稣说我知道。
When Jesus says in verse 10, I know what's going to happen here. You're going to be tested and you're going to have tribulation. Be faithful, you'll get the crown of death. I want to talk to you about the bishop of Smyrna. His name is Polycarp. Do me a favor, write it down. Polycarp, P-O-L-Y-C-A-R-P. Every Christian should know this man. He is a hero for us, Polycarp.
所以在第十节这里讲到了所受到的下牢监里受试炼的这些事情，我要用一个教父的叫做 Polycarp 这一个士梅拿的教父这个人的历史来跟大家解释。
Now history tells us that Polycarp knew the apostle John.
历史上告诉我们这个 Polycarp 他认识使徒约翰。
And when he faces his defining moment in lifeHe's 86 years old.
当他最后他要殉道的时候，他已经是86岁了。
Now I'm trying to figure out if there are any 86-year-old people in the crowd here.
我现在想要找一些有86岁的人在我们当中。
I won't embarrass you.
我不想让你难堪。
It's a little older than me.
但是比我现在还要老。
86 years old, and you've been serving the Lord. Let me tell you what happened.
让我告诉你一个已经侍奉主86年的人是怎么样。
In about 155 AD, the church began to realize that the town of Smyrna, motivated by the Jews, wanted to kill their bishop, their leader, their pastor.
在差不多主后150几年的时候，我们历史上知道说当时的士美拿的这些人他们要把这个 Polycarp 把他处死。
Polycarp had a dream, and this dream, while he was dreaming, the pillow became alive, and he woke up and he told the church leaders, he said, it's just been revealed to me that I will be burned at the stake.
所以当这个 Polycarp 有一次他醒来的时候，他告诉他的朋友，他说到说神向他启示说他会被烧死。
And the church hid their pastor because they didn't want him to be brought into the arena. They didn't want him to face the insults of the crowd. They wanted to hide and protect their pastor.
所以当时的信徒们知道了这件事情以后，他们就想要把他藏起来，因为他们不想让他被迫害，被烧死。
And unfortunately, there was a betrayer in the church.
很不幸的是教会里面还是有人做了叛变的事情去告密。
And somebody who said, Polycarp is at this farm over here.
所以有人说 Polycarp 他就藏在这个农庄里。
So the leader of Smyrna sent soldiers to find him.
所以当地的人就派了兵去抓他，去找他。
He was captured on a Saturday.
所以在星期六的时候把他抓到了。
And as the soldiers came in the door of the house, Polycarp came down from where he was and he greeted them and he knew why they were there.
所以当这些士兵进门要抓他的时候，这个 Polycarp 他出来迎接他们，而且很平静的，因为他知道他们要来做什么。
And he said to his servants, he said to those that were helping him, please make a meal for these soldiers. I need to go upstairs and pray. Will you give me, and there are two different traditions here, do you give me 1 hour or will you give me 2 hours? I need to go upstairs and pray for about 2 hours.
所以他就告诉他的仆人说，你能不能为这些来抓我的人预备晚餐？我现在必须上楼去祷告一两个小时。
And so he's praying while the soldiers are eating. The soldiers hear him pray and they say, why do we have to destroy this man who is praying for us?
所以当他们这些士兵在那边一边吃饭一边听到他在楼上祷告的时候，士兵们中间都会问说，我们到底为什么要来毁坏这个为我们祷告的人。
So they grabbed him, put him on the chariot and brought himAnd two of the officials said to him, Polycarp, now listen to this, and think of how you would answer this question. What harm is there in saying Jesus, or excuse me, in saying Caesar is Lord? What harm is that?
所以当这些兵把他抓到他们的车子上的时候，有两个长官就问他说，哎呀 ,Polycarp, 你干怎么有什么关系呢？你就说凯撒是主就好了嘛，这有什么了不起
？It just seems like a little compromise. Just come into the arena, take a little pinch of incense, say out loud, but maybe you don't believe it in your heart. But Caesar is Lord. What harm is there in that?
所以你如果到那个公共场合，到竞技场的时候，你就拿一点香，你就说凯撒是主。那这有什么关系呢？你虽然心里不相信，可是你就说嘛。
Christian, can I tell you something? The devil always wants us to compromise a little here, a little there, a little here, and Polycarp refused to make even the littlest compromise.
所以我跟各位提，就是说撒旦他常常就让我们这样，这里妥协一点，那里妥协一点，可是 Polycarp他就拒绝有一点的妥协。
The officials were outraged at his response. They threw him from the chariot, and he was taken into the arena for execution. You can imagine the crowd around as they got angry when they saw the head of the church.
所以这个官长啊，他们就非常的生气，他们把他从车上抓下来，丢到竞技场里面，要处理他。
I want you to imagine dragging a Christian leader.Into MetLife Stadium, and the people when they see this leader on the big TV screens, they go crazy and they shout for his death and for his execution. And many heard a voice. Now listen to this: a voice from heaven said, "Be strong, Polycarp. Play the man."
所以我们可以想象到这样的一个人被带到这个大的体育场竞技场里面的时候，有多少人在那看？可是也很多人。好像听到有天上有声音说 ，Polycarp， 你不要害怕。
He's brought before the emperor. He's brought before the proconsul. Excuse me. He's brought before the proconsul, and the proconsul said, "Worship the emperor."
所以当他被带到这些官长面前的时候，这些官长告诉他说，你要敬拜这个凯撒。
He asked him to deny Christ, and Polycarp said this andAnd Christians have repeated this throughout the centuries.
所以Polycarp 就说了几句话，那这几句话今天在教会历史上面被重复。
He says to the proconsul, he says this, 46 years I have served him. He has never done me injury. How then can I now blaspheme my king and savior.
他公开地说，八十多年来，我的神，我的主从来没有亏负我一件任何一个细小的事，我怎么可能在这个时候来背叛他？
Hear me declare with boldness.
所以他这样子的宣告是以非常勇敢的宣告。
I am a Christian.
我是一个基督徒。
Do you want to learn the doctrines of Christianity?
你想要学什么是基督徒的教义吗？
Appoint a day and I will teach you.
有一天我会告诉你。
And then he said this.
他这么说。
You threaten me with fire.
你今天用火刑来逼迫我。
Which burns for an hour.
这个火可以烧我一个小时。
And after a little is extinguished.
但是几个小时以后这个火一定熄灭了。
But you are ignorant of the fire of the coming judgment of God.
可是你怎么这么无知？你难道不知道有神要来的那个审判的烈火永远不熄的吗？
And of eternal punishment reserved for the ungodly.
而他说这个永远的审判是为着那些不信的人来留的。
He gets it. He knows that his physical life will be destroyed, but the Roman proconsul cannot destroy his second life. He knows that there is life beyond the physical life, and he has chosen that life, and therefore he can't hurt him. He can't hurt him because he knows he will live forever because he's trusted in Jesus Christ.
他深深地知道他的这个外表的这个肉体的身体是会这个生命是会被毁坏的，可是他里面那个永远的第二个生命是永远不会被破坏的。
Christians, tell you something, or people here this morning, don't fear the first death, fear the second death.
所以在这里的基督徒们啊，我们千万不要怕那个我们第一次的死，我们肉体的死，我们要惧怕的是那个第二次的那个灵性、灵命、身体，那个灵命的死亡。
Polycarp said to the proconsul, he said, "What are you waiting for?"
所以 Polycarp 就跟这些长官们、这些法官们、执行官说：“你们还等什么呢
？”Bring forth what you will.
就把你们要做的就来做吧。
Now listen to this. They were going to burn him at the stake.
所以他们要把他烧。
But they couldn't find the wood.
他们要用火刑要烧，可是他们竟然找不到那个柴。
Guess who brought the wood for Polycarp?
你们想想看，是谁后来把这个柴带进来
？Now, if you remember back about five minutes ago, when they arrested him on the Sabbath.
你要知道，他们是在星期六抓他的。我刚刚讲。
And guess who brought the wood?
我们想星期六谁带这个柴
？The Jews.
犹太人。
The Jews ran around working on the Sabbath.To bring death to Polycarp.
竟然很多犹太人在这个安息日不可以做事的那天，他们跑出去捡了柴，为了要烧死这个教父。
They got ready to nail Polycarp's hands to the stake. He said, "No, you don't need to nail my hands." He said, "I will stand here." They lit the wood, and a wind came and blew the fire out.
他们本来要把它钉在木板上了，可是他说不需要，你们只要把它绑起来。所以他站在那里，结果他们点火的时候，瞬间竟然被风把那个火苗给吹掉了。
And since the fire had been blown out, they tried to start it again, and finally one of the soldiers picked up a spear and stabbed him to death.
所以他们又要再继续要点火的时候，有一个士兵拿起他的枪矛就插死这个 Polycarp。
Don't fear.
不要害怕。
You're about to be tested.
你即将碰到试炼。
You're about to face tribulation.
你将会面临很大的患难。
Be faithful.
要忠心。
I will give you a crown of life.
我将给你生命的冠冕。
I say to you Christians, especially you young people, I got to tell you something. To follow Jesus Christ is the most exciting thing you can ever do.
今天我要对我们每一位说，尤其年轻人，我们跟随耶稣是在你这一生中最值得你兴奋的事情。
We have heroes that make action figures look tiny.
我们可以有知道有很多有名人，他们可能make say it again.
Action figures.
哦，有一些动作片的一些演员。
We have heroes that are stronger than whatever we can see in the comic books.
所以我们也有更多很强很真的强者。
And those of you that are older and you follow Christ, remember there are those that have gone before us that have faced tremendous struggle and not wavered. So don't be discouraged. You're standing strong. You're standing alone. Keep on going because there are many who have walked before you.
所以当我们想到在历史上面有许多的人其实已经走过这条路，我们就不要丧胆，因为他们真的在我们的前面能够走过。
Just quickly, just to bring it up to date, I was doing a little research and I know a little bit about this family. There was a family called the Stamm family that were martyred in China back early in the 20th century.
所以我在准备这个信息的时候，我准备了，我读了一些东西，有一个 Stamm 这个家庭他们在中国殉道的事情。
They were captured at their doorway with their young baby. And let me just read to you what happened to them.
所以这一对宣教士夫妇在中国，他们跟他们的小婴儿在一起被抓的时候是怎么个情形？
They watched, their friends watched, as this young foreign couple, stripped of their outer garments, was paraded through the street.
他们说看到他们这一对宣教士被带到街上去游街，而且被逼迫。
John's hands were tied tightly behind his back.
这个男的 John， 他的双手被绑在后面。
Betty Stamm was on the horseback with her baby Priscilla。
这个太太，她带着她的婴孩被放在马的上面。
No one who saw them dared to lift a finger to help them。
所以没有旁边任何没有一个人敢去帮助他们。
Because the city was in the grip of lawless terror。
因为他们。在那个时候处的环境是一个根本就是无法没有法纪的一个地方。
John's hands were unbound and the family was thrust into a jail to spend the night in jail.
所以当他们被带到了一个监狱里面，一个牢房里面，在那里。
Well, John was in jail. He said he writes this letter, his last letter.
所以他最后写了一个信。
My wife.Baby, myself are in the hands of communist bandits.
他说我的太太还有我的婴儿我的 baby 我们现在正在被一些共产党的一些匪徒把我们抓住。
Whether we be released or not, no one knows.
我们到底会不会活着被放出来没有人知道。
And listen to this. May God be magnified in our bodies, whether by life or death.
请注意他说的话，他说不论我们是生是死，愿意基督在我们身上显大。
You read about the death of Watchman Nee.
我也读了一些关于尼托森弟兄怎么殉道的事。
How he struggled in prison, how he struggled as people denounced him, and how he stood firm unto death.
他在劳改营里面怎么样子在他那些逼迫他的人面前勇敢的站立直到他死。
Not even allowed to attend his wife's funeral.
甚至他在被关的时候，他的太太死了，这些关他的人都不准他去参加他太太的妻子的丧礼。
I read somewhere where they had cut out his eyelids so that he could not close his eyes.
他们说有人把那个逼迫，这个传说说是把这个他的妻子的眼睛的眼皮把他割掉，所以让他根本睡觉就不能闭眼睛。
He wrote on this his last days. Listen to this.
尼托森他最后晚年的时候写了这么几句话。
What would be your last email? What would be the last thing you write on your Twitter account? Listen to what he wrote.
我们再想想看，我们如果你写你的电子邮件，你最后一封是写什么
？Jesus Christ is the Son of God who died for the redemption of sinners.
耶稣基督，神的儿子，他为了罪人而死。
And was resurrected in 3 days.
三天以后复活。
This is the greatest truth in the universe.
这是最伟大的、最真实的、全宇宙性必须知道的。
I die because of my belief in Jesus Christ.
我之所以会死，是因为我对着耶稣基督的信仰。
Watchman Nee.
这是尼托森临死前所写的。
What are you living for?
你到底还在找什么？
Or what are you dying for?
或者你是为什么？你会为什么而死呢？
I'll tell you something. You can have all the money in the world, and a second after you're dead, you're broke.
我可以清楚地告诉你，你现在可以拥有全世界的财富，可是就在你死的那一秒，你破产。
You can be the smartest person in the world. A second after you're dead, you know nothing.
你可以是这全世界最聪明的人，可是在你死的那一秒之后，你什么都不懂了。
But if you know Jesus Christ,
但是你如果认识耶稣基督，
you will never experience the second death if you know Jesus Christ, if you have faith in Jesus, if you've given your life to Jesus, you will have eternal life.
如果你相信耶稣基督，你愿意把你的生命投身于耶稣基督，你不会经历那第二次的死。
Will you follow Jesus, who is dead but alive? Will you follow Polycarp? Will you follow the Stams? Will you follow Watchman Nee? Will you follow others that have found him faithful?
我们愿意跟随耶稣基督，跟随 Polycarp， 跟随 尼托森，还有刚刚讲的 Stam， 像这样的人，我们愿意跟随他们的脚踪吗？
Amen.